The night was pitch black. There was no moon, and the starlight was not enough to alleviate the gloom. Nate strained his eyes until they were fit to bulge from their sockets, but he could not pinpoint the rider's position. It had to be one of Rabid Wolf's band. Maybe a warrior sent on ahead to find him and report back to the rest. Nate fingered the hammers to his flintlock, eager to show the hostiles they had made a grave lapse in judgment when they had the chance to flee and did not take it. The hoofbeat stopped. Nate thought he saw something. 50 or 60 feet away. It was no more than a vague bulk, large enough to be a horse and rider, but Nate could not distinguish between them, and he didn't want to shoot the horse. The dark form started toward the gully. His every sinew was as taut as piano wire. Nate sighted down a pistol, but he still couldn't separate the man from the animal. His palm grew sweaty, but he did not lower the pistol to wipe it. He must stay ready. Suddenly, the horse whinnied. Part of the bulk detached itself from the rest and melted into the well of black. Nate realized the rider had dismounted and was now on foot. With bated breath, he listened for the pad of a stealthy footfall, but heard nothing except the wind. A hint of movement to the right brought Nate around in a flash. His finger curled around the trigger. He pivoted so fast, his left moccasin slipped on loose pebbles, and they rattled like so many hard kernels of corn on a wood floor. The warrior was bound to hear. Sure enough, there was a sharp intake of breath, and out of the night rushed a figure wielding a thick club.